This season's campaigns for Congress have been inflammatory at times, contentious as a presidential contest. The campaign chairs for the House Democrats and Senate Republicans were on Meet the Press yesterday, and they sounded like this.
I want to finish Senator, I'm going to finish.
That's a very strong statement.
That's Democratic Congressman Rahm Emanuel and Republican Senator Elizabeth Dole with Tim Russert trying to get a word in edgewise. Many Democrats sense a shot of power in Washington. Republicans are fighting to hold control. And it means a long night tomorrow, especially for NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. He's with me now. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Madeline, and I hope we can have a more reasoned discussion than those two other people.
So do I. Well, tell us what the mood is like there for people who are involved in this, maybe some other people who are involved in this, the candidates and their campaign workers and volunteers. What's going on out there?
It's kind of desperate at this point, and right now that's on both sides. Both sides think that probably 90% of the voters have made up their minds, so it's all about getting your share of that 90% to the polls. And feeling is running very high among the activists in this campaign in the states and the districts that have tight races. The Republicans have been conditioned for months to see themselves as underdogs in this race. And, of course, then their vaunted turnout operation, which is all about high technology, really, in the end, depends on high energy, personal energy, 72 hours of frantic activity. And as far as the Democrats are concerned, they have a dread fear of another 2000 or 2004 when they feel that they had victory snatched away from them at the last moment.
Right. And so what do you make about these latest polls? There was some weekend polling that showed the Democrats slipping a little.
Over the weekend, we had polls from Washington Post, ABC News, Gallup, and the Pew Research Center. These are all very highly respected polling operations, showing the Democratic preference in the generic ballot between the two parties for Tuesday's vote narrowing to single digits. Now, some of this might have had to do with that part of last week when John Kerry was embarrassing himself in the party with a bad joke. On the other hand, just today, we're seeing a poll coming out from CNN, and we've also seen polls from Time and Newsweek, which show the advantage for the Democrats in that generic preference to still be in double digits. In fact, in the CNN poll, it's gone up substantially, and in Time and Newsweek, it's still in the mid-teens. So it's not really possible to reconcile all those results on the basis of who thinks who is a likely voter. They're obviously measuring a certain degree of volatility in the Democratic advantage.
Mm-hmm. And are there any other signs we have of some late-breaking trends?
The biggest thing people are still struck by is the lengthening list of endangered incumbents. It keeps adding Republicans in seats that were thought to have been safe, and very few Democratic seats seem to be moving the other way.
And tell us about the Republican strategy in these last few hours. Is it working?
It should work with people who voted for the president in 2004. It's all about reminding them that they preferred the Republican Party and the president on taxes and on national security. It's all about reminding them of why they were Republicans in the first place. And, of course, moderate to conservative voters who may be unhappy about Iraq or Katrina or immigration or government spending or gay marriage are being reminded that they would only be more unhappy if the Democrats were to win. So it's vote for us, no, not so much it's vote against them.
All right. This is a very hard-fought campaign. Will we have clear winners at the end of tomorrow?
In some places, of course, we'll know early, possibly even very early. In 1994, we saw a huge Republican wave building quite early in the evening just on the eastern seaboard. But I don't think that it'll be quite so clear tomorrow night, and we may have a fair indication about the direction of the House by 10 o'clock. On the other hand, a lot of Senate and governor's races and House races will take a lot of counting. There will be challenges, probably go all the way to court. We'll probably be well into Wednesday and possibly Thursday or later before we determine the winners of some of these races.
Ron Elving is NPR Senior Washington Editor. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Madeline.